Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Leap of Faith podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host. And today we are in episode 120.1, and this is 2 Kings chapter 6. So welcome to everybody out there. Welcome to newcomers who maybe you just may have found us today. You were searching for something to study and you found us. So welcome. If you don't know who we are, this is Leap of Faith Podcast, and what we are doing is reading the Word of God into the world 5 days a week, one chapter a day. Makes it kind of easy. We say this all the time, this is not a long distance run. I'm sorry, back it up. This is not a sprint, it's a long distance run. We're just taking our time. And we're reading God's word, we're kind of internalizing it, and, getting to know God better. For those of you who've been with us for a while, I'm glad you're here, glad you're hanging in there with this journey, and we're going to keep going until God says otherwise, or until Jesus comes back, whichever one comes first. So I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer first, and then I'll give you your Bible verse of the day, and then we'll start reading. Holy God, Heavenly Father, thank you for being our Holy and Heavenly Father. We're so grateful that you are in control of all things, and we are so blessed to be considered children of God. We are so thankful that we are brothers or sisters in Christ, and Lord, I am blessed to be able to lead this Bible study. So thank you for giving this as a task for your kingdom. Lord, I am grateful and thankful for all things, especially for those who are out there. I'm glad that they're being able to dial into this, whatever platform that they're able to listen to this podcast or watch it. I'm glad that they're here. But Lord, I am most and 100% most thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrifice on the cross and the blood that he shed. Lord, thank you for sending him as the sacrificial lambs for my sins and for everyone out there. I didn't deserve this, and I can't do anything to earn it. And I'm just so thankful that you loved all of us enough to send your son Jesus. Lord, I'm grateful for those who are out there, and I pray blessings over each and every one of them. I know there are a lot of people out there who are in need of prayer. I don't know what their needs are, but you certainly do, and you know if they're watching this. So bless them, watch over them, and just provide for every need that they are looking for. I'm lifting up Teresa and her friend who is going through a bout with cancer. I pray that you will take that cancer out of his body miraculously. And so he won't have to go through chemo or any kind of radiation or anything like that. Lord, I pray that you will miraculously take that out of his body. I know you can do it. I know that you are performing miracles all the time out there. So I pray for him. And whatever it is that Teresa is in need of prayer for, Lord, I pray you put a covering over her. I ask you to watch over all of our friends, our families. I pray you bring those who are out of the fold back in. Those who have gone astray, Lord, direct them back in so that they know, and make it clear that it is you who is bringing them in there, that there is no mistaking the call for them to come back, Lord. I know several people that I would be devastated not to see in heaven, even though there's no tears in heaven, but it would be sad for me to even think that they're not going to make it. So I ask you to just bring them back in. And Lord, I ask you into this time in your word, Lord, we find your word precious. It is so precious and such a blessing that we get to know you better and better through through this Old Testament. You are the one and true holy God of Israel, and I'm thankful that I get to read about you and get to know you better and better. So I ask you to anoint this time in your word, Lord, and reveal yourself to us, whatever it is that you're trying to make us understand. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today's Bible verse is from Psalm. Kind of on a theme here, these last couple of verses about paths and finding our path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, 105. How much do we find his word being a lamp to our feet? He's guiding us. He's directing us. He's lighting the path for us. And, you know, we have to pray every day to find out what it is that we want, what God wants us to do for him. Everything we do it unto the Lord. And so that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be good examples of who Christ is and be, you know, good Christians. So that's the Bible verse of the day. Will be posted to Facebook and Instagram. I have not figured out how to do that to our website yet, but maybe one of these days I'll get around to that. Okay. All right. Today is chapter one, chapter six, and we are episode 120.1. The floating axe head. One day the group of prophets came to Elisha and told him, "As you can see, this place where we meet with you is too small. Let's go down to the Jordan River, where there are plenty of logs. There we can build a new place for us to meet." "All right," he told them, "go ahead." "Please come with us," someone suggested. "I will," he said. So he went with them. When they arrived at the Jordan, they began cutting down trees. But as one of them was cutting a tree, his axe head fell into the river. "Oh, sir," he cried, "it was a borrowed axe." "Where did it fall?" the man of God asked. When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it into the water at that spot. Then the axe head floated to the surface. "Grab it," Elisha said, and the man reached out and grabbed it. Elisha traps the Arameans. When the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, "We will mobilize our forces at such and such a place." But immediately Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, "Do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there." So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he would be on the alert there. The king of Aram became very upset. I have to get this, hold on. Sorry about that. Where are we at? The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, "Which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans?" "It's not us, my lord, the king," one of the officers replied. "Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom." "Go and find out where he is," the king commanded, "so I can send troops to seize him." And the report came back, "Elisha is at Dothan." So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elisha. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elisha prayed, "O Lord, please make them blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Then Elisha went out and told them, "You have come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me, and I will take you to the man you are looking for." And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, "O Lord, now open their eyes and let them see." So the Lord opened their eyes, and they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, "My father, should I kill them? Should I kill them?" "Of course not," Elisha replied. "Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their masters. So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. After that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel. Ben-Hadad besieges Samaria. Sometime later, however, King Ben-Hadad of Aram mustered his entire army and besieged Samaria. As a result, there was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 pieces of silver and a cup of dove's dung sold for 5 pieces of silver. One day, as the king of Israel was walking along the wall of the city, a woman called to him, "Please help me, my lord the king." He answered, "If the Lord doesn't help you, what can I do? I have neither food from the threshing floor nor wine from the press to give you." But the king asked, "What is the matter?" She replied, "This woman said to me, 'Come on, let's eat your son today. Then we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we cooked my son and ate him. Then the next day I said to her, 'Kill your son so we can eat him.' But she has hidden her son." When the king heard this, he tore his clothes in despair. And as the king walked along the wall, the people could see that he was wearing burlap under his robe next to his skin. "May God strike me and even kill me if I don't separate Elisha's head from his shoulders this very day," the king vowed. Elisha was sitting in his house with the elders of Israel when the king sent a messenger to summon him. But before the messenger arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "A murderer has sent a man to cut off my head. When he arrives, shut the door and keep him out. We will soon hear his master's steps following him." While Elisha was still saying this, the messenger arrived, and the king said, "All this misery is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" This is again, kings are not doing what they're supposed to do, and they're not following the Lord. All right, so the first part of this with the floating axe is yet another miracle performed by Elisha by bringing up a heavy axe up out of the water to float. Elisha traps the Arameans, which is another miracle, because not only he's praying to God for his little messenger, his little servant, to not, don't be afraid. And he prays, open the eyes of him. And he sees on the hill horses and chariots of fire. That's in chapter 16 and 17. And then he prays for the Aramean army to go blind. And then he leads the Aramean army into Samaria. And the king wants to kill them. And he's like, "No, we don't kill prisoners of war." He's like, "Feed them, give them something to drink, and then send them home." So the king does this. And of course, then the Arameans stayed away from the land of Israel. But then they decide that they're going to besiege Samaria. And as a result of this, there's this great famine in the city. So, people are not able to eat. Okay, so this is bringing us to, and by the way, I looked in that little asterisk at the bottom. Dove's dung may be a variety of wild vegetables. So it's not actually dove's dung. Although that's kind of a weird thing to call it. Anywho, so then it brings us to these women, crazy women, who have, resorted to cannibalism on their own children, which I find absolutely horrible. So she's telling him, this lady says, "Come, let's eat your son today." So they eat her son. She cooks him up. Now, is it a baby? Is it a young child? What is that? How does anybody conceive doing this? These people have gone mad. And then she says, "Let's go, eat your kid." And she's hidden him. So this is kind of like the back when the two women, the one's baby dies and she steals the other's. And Solomon says, "Let's cut the one in half." That's what this sounds like to me a little bit. So then the king tears his clothes. He's upset, and he's vowing to separate Elisha's head from his shoulders. He's going to cut his head off because Elisha keeps bringing all this, you know, bad news, you know, to them. And so, of course, Elisha is aware of all this is going on because he's a prophet. And he's saying, a messenger is sent to cut off my head. When he arrives, shut the door, and we will hear the king following him. And this is exactly what happens. And the king says, all this misery is coming from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? I'm going to cut your head off. It goes into, I started pre-reading because I hate to leave this. So Elisha replies, this is in chapter 7, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will only cost 1 piece of silver. The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, this couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. But Elisha replies, you will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what that means, but Elisha's kind of giving him a heads up and saying, look, don't cut my head off because the famine's going to be over tomorrow and everybody's going to be able to afford to eat again. I think that's what this is saying. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. We'll dive in again. I'll reread that first section tomorrow. So that's it. That's all for today. But as always, I will lead you in the prayer of salvation. If there's anybody out there who is listening, if you have not received Christ, if you've not accepted him as your Lord and Savior into your heart, I will say the prayer of salvation, and I hope that you choose to do that today. I always say this, what are you waiting for? Because, you know, it's like the thief on the cross. Jesus says to him, on this day you'll be in heaven with me. You know, that's what we all hope for, right? It's, you know, it's not even about hope. It's what we know. We know, we know, we know, you know, because that's what Jesus came here for. So I'm going to lead you in the prayer, and I hope you pray it with me as well. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the brotherhood or sisterhood of Christ. You are now adopted in, and it is a day of celebration. It's a great day. And you should mark it on your calendar, you should mark it in your phone, in your Bible, wherever you can be remembered that this is your day to celebrate. And tell the person who's been praying for you, because I'm sure there's somebody out there who's been praying for you to receive Christ. We also would love to hear from you if you did. Always love to hear good news like that. So you can reach me at Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org or message us on Facebook, Instagram, however you want to convey that information. We'd love to hear it. We also recommend you get to a church, a pastor. They can answer any questions you may have. Get involved with your church. There is mission work, there's ministry, Bible studies, volunteer work. There's so many ways that you can use the gifts and talents that God has given you in your church. You know, maybe you're good with money. Maybe you're a singer. Maybe you play an instrument. Maybe you're an administrative person. It could be so many things. Maybe you're good with kids. You know, maybe you can be leading kids in a Bible study. I don't know. But I do recommend that you get involved. So that's it for today. As always, I don't know what time of day it is, morning, noon, or night, but I'm glad that you're here and glad that you got to read God's word today. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.